This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Four lobbyists avoided serious punishment this week for improperly donating to Chicago Mayor Brenda Johnson's campaign. The city's ethics board is tasked with enforcing an executive order barring lobbyist contributions to the mayor, but the board says a recent legal opinion concludes the board lacks the authority to actually enforce the rule, and it dismissed four cases against lobbyists who donated to Johnson. The Illinois State Board of Education is asking state lawmakers for billions of dollars for next school year. A chunk of that would go toward migrant students. My colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports the board is proposing an $11 billion project for this upcoming fiscal year, and they're earmarking $35 million for newcomer students by hiring more bilingual staff and getting educational materials in different languages. The board is also hoping to secure $188 million to fund the Federal New Arrivals Grant Program, open to Illinois schools to aid newcomer students. Bianca Smith is a bilingual teacher in suburban Wheeling and says schools have seen a rapid influx of migrants who need extra support.
Homelessness, losing of loved ones, witnessing violence, encampment are a few of the traumas these students have faced.
State officials estimate the number of newcomer students has gone up by 84% since 2022. Chicagoans will soon be allowed to ride electric scooters overnight. The city council on Wednesday passed an ordinance that removes a prohibition on riding Lime and Spin e-scooters between midnight and 5 a.m. The ordinance also changes the program's licensing structure, which officials anticipate could bring in up to $400,000 in additional revenue. Swifties united Tuesday under a giant QR code painted on the side of a building on West Grand Avenue near Dearborn. When scanned, the code took folks to a 13-second YouTube video attached to Taylor Swift's page. The singer is known for posting cryptic messages on social media just before an album release, and she's got a new one coming this week. The Sun-Times reports fans stood by the building waiting as long as 4 hours for the message to go up. The Chicago Bulls could soon be in playoff contention. That's if they beat the Atlanta Hawks in Wednesday night's play-in tournament game at the United Center. Bulls defensive powerhouse Alex Caruso says the team is ready to perform under pressure.
I think we're ready for the moment. I don't think there's, you know, it's nothing that's too big for anybody on our team. Like, we've played in big games throughout the year against good teams. A lot of these guys were on the team last year that played in the play-in. We're ready for the moment. It's just about showing up and playing.
A win puts the Bulls just a game away from the playoffs, sending them on the road to face either the Miami Heat or the Philadelphia 76ers on Friday. That game's winner will head to the first round of the postseason versus the Boston Celtics. Weather for this afternoon, cloudy, breezy, with steady temps in the low 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming colder, windy, with a low near 48. Thursday, clouds with a chance of morning rain showers, high near 59, cooler by the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.